Right, we're here at Club Menangle, but pretty good announcement during the week with Rock and Roll Do getting an invite to the Grins. Mick Stanley joins me. Mickey, firstly, welcome and congratulations, mate.
Yeah, welcome to you, Paulie. It was really exciting when Brendan rang and gave the news, and great to strike up a deal with Braden and the crew at Barrett Home. So, really looking forward to getting back to New Zealand, albeit, you know, the North Island this time, and hopefully show them what we wanted to show them last time.
Well, it is very different too. I mean, there is chalk and cheese, if you like, between the two islands. But Cambridge is possibly more of a track that we're used to. It's, for mine, a little bit of a Ballarat Bendigo style of track. Very good track, very fair. People say you can't make ground out wide, but you can't make ground out wide on any of these tracks when you're racing quality horses. So positioning up and everything, that's key. But he'll handle that style of track, your bloke, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And and what you touched on is you know, completely right. Even at Menangle here, if there's no early tempo, you still can't make ground on a long straight. So, most of the races these days are dictated to it. But I think the race by Grins looks a really even competitive race this time around. So, barrier draws will be key, but it could be a race that, there's plenty of speed on, in where last year it was sort of a bit of a sit and dash when Copy That found the front, wasn't it? So, hopefully we can get over there and put our best foot forward.
It's a really open field so far. Like, if Leap to Fame goes or not, I mean, his spot hasn't been announced yet. I know they're in discussions and all the rest, but at the minute it's a very, very open field, isn't it? It's a little bit different to last year where Copy That, as you said, he was the pin-up boy, if you like, in New Zealand harness racing, and Blair just done what he liked once he was able to handle to the top.
Yeah, that's right. And I mean, I guess if Leap to Fame does go, I mean, we could have a scenario quite the same, but it'd be interesting to see. I'm sure they're just waiting to see what happens tonight, because he has had a solid campaign, and but I'm sure if he gets through tonight, there's no doubt he'll be there. So, it's going to be a ripping race, and really looking forward to be a part of it.
Honoured to be asked. Like, I mean, what does it mean when you get a phone call and say, listen, mate, it's a $1 million race and you've been picked, you're one of eight horses that are going to be in it. What does that mean for a young trainer? You are a young trainer because you're younger than me, but but a trainer, like, not with a huge team of horses, what does that mean?
Oh, yeah, they're always special, those races, to be a part of. You know, ideally we wanted to be in the Miracle Mile tonight, but we, you know, just things didn't go our way, but the horse was, you know, ran amazing and showed that he's nearly back to his best. So, I think that was the key. You know, I think they can see that the last couple of runs he's been finding the line and showing that, when he's at his best, he is in that top echelon. So, great honour, as you said, and great thrill. And, just enjoy being in these races while we've got a horse that can get us there.
It's great what Cambridge are doing too. There are Champions Night, they're calling it now, with the Trotters going over. There's so much intrigue with the Trotters. They've got a Lady Drivers race going on. I know they've invited Karen and Kate Gaff and a few of those others. They're really trying to build a really, really special night leading into the winter. It's pretty exciting what they're doing, I reckon.
Yeah, it is. You know, the coverage of it has been really good, you know. So, like you said, all round, adding the Trotters to it, it's going to be a good night to be a part of.
April 12th, Champions Night at Cambridge Raceway. Unfortunately, I won't be there. I'll hopefully be there the week before, mate, but good luck. And hopefully I'm talking to you before that anyway. But good luck over there and congratulations on the invite.
Beauty. Thanks, Paulie.